really, in a nutshell, is kind of the idea of blogging for the rest of the population.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Web 2.0 Voices. I'm Jason Lopez. When you think of blogging, perhaps you think of Boing Boing or 43 folders. Conventional wisdom, if such a thing really exists for web properties like this, and it's early in the game, is to get lots of readers to eventually sell advertising. But the real transformation of communication on the web isn't professional media trying to reach a large audience, or even amateur media reaching a large audience. If you take your cue from Six Apart's Mina Trott, the founder and president of the company, it's about millions of people, each reaching their friends and families with something that one might think of as not blogs. She calls it Vox.
Focusing on small numbers of communication, you know, writing for my family and friends versus writing for the blogging world at large, you know, that's one of the main goals, as well as having a service that really plays well with a lot of different web services.
Why would we need Vox when we already have WordPress and we already have, you know, Google's Blogger and other kinds of software out there that seems to be very quick to use?
Yeah. So, I mean, Vox is easy to use, but it's also, it has so many different features that those other services don't have. I mean, for example, with the privacy, which is a huge thing, all of the other services, with the exception of, you know, with LiveJournal, which is ours, and, you know, some other new ones that are starting out, their privacy controls are very binary. I know with Blogger, you have to have your blog be all private or public. I'm not sure with what WordPress.com or WordPress offers, but with Vox, we make it so almost every single thing you insert into your post, including the post, has a privacy setting. So I write a post about my vacation I'm taking, and I'm not comfortable sharing the photos of my kids. I don't have kids, but if I had them, I wouldn't be comfortable sharing them. I can make those photos friends or family only inside a post that may be publicly viewable. So the people who come from the public that see it, they won't know they're missing anything. And that's one of our big goals with Vox, is not to make people feel like they're missing content or they're being excluded. It's just, if you don't have permission, it just doesn't appear to you.
How does Vox advance the blogging technology or the blogosphere?
Okay. So, I mean, one of the biggest ways we think it does is by bringing people in that currently don't have a presence in blogs. They have no interest to publish.
Why is it that they have no presence?
I mean, we think that there's really three reasons from what we've heard is, one, they feel like they have nothing to say or nothing good to say. Two, they don't have the time. And then three, they don't want to publish to the world. They want their privacy. So we feel like we've tackled three, and we've talked about that just now. The time. So I can, if you ever look at Vox or if I show a demo, you can see how we do YouTube integration or Flickr integration. All this stuff is in the app of Vox. You don't have to go out to YouTube to find a video. You can do a search query within, click on the one button, and in your post. So people will have behaviors to go on YouTube or go on Flickr or Amazon, but the process now is too hard, where you have to do a copy of URL and paste it in, or some JavaScript to paste it in. But the having not things to say is the biggest reason, because blogging has been positioned so much as it's about you publishing out to an audience, and everybody who's going to read it is so interested in what you're saying because it's a lofty or important topic, or it's actually, you know, written well, or this, all of these things. What we're saying is, it's not about that sort of publishing. It's about the people on the other end wanting to hear what you have to say because they care about you as a person. And I would rather have six people who are really engaged and know me, who I am, and read it based on reading about my life, than having 60,000 people just coming onto my blog because someone's linked to me. And so, kind of talking to people, like my best friend, she would never use any of our products because she had no interest in blogging. I spun it as, you had another baby just now, you have two kids, I never see pictures of them because I don't, you know, she's maybe put some on a Kodak service or something, and it's just not engaging. I said, just do it so we can keep up. And that makes sense to her. And she's already invited her brother and sister and her friend from Sacramento, who has no interest in blogging either. And now they're doing this communication, which is amazing.
It's sort of like a cross-mass email, in a sense, in terms of how people connect to each other.
Yeah, it's a great analogy. We think that what we're doing is that email and the family newsletter combined, but in a way that, you know, people who are listening to this probably know the benefits of blogs. Archives are amazing. You're able to insert video and audio. You don't have to worry about pushing content onto people. They can come and see it in their own time. I don't want to receive an email with 30 photos. I do want to go to my friend's blog and see that she just uploaded 30 photos and look at them very quickly. It's improving the techniques that people are familiar with. And then you go farther and say, it's very understandable that in your group of friends or in your group of families, that there's always people in those groups that are the people who document and organize and plan the reunion and take the photos and write the newsletter. And then the rest of the people are more observers. People on Vox don't have to blog. They can be part of the conversation by just reading and commenting. And that's good enough for us.
It sounds like the word blog could be kind of an obstacle in some ways.
Yeah, and we actually are positioning it more as Vox. That, you know, there is this in-between time where we have to make it clear what we're doing. But going forward, would we like people to be thinking that what they're doing is different than blogging? I'm already comfortable saying, no, I posted that to my Vox rather than posted to my blog, because it's kind of an understanding that I'm going to be posting this somewhere to a blog. But posting it to Vox, just like people say Flickr, you know, it's very different.
Who do you expect the biggest user group to be for Vox?
So we expect the biggest user, the age?
Age or whatever kind of demographic
so
that
we're
you think
thinking,
is most
we're thinking
effective to talk about.
Skewing older than the traditional web user, which is probably late or 25 to 40. We think it is that sort of organizer in the social group of yours. The best people who are actually getting into Vox are the people who have blogging spouses already, because they haven't been able to be interested in what their spouse has been doing because the tools have been too hard or not for them. So we're seeing a lot of that. And eventually, as we do more community stuff, things like book clubs and all the types of groups that don't have, you know, they may be using Yahoo groups now, but that's not working for them. They're definitely probably not the people who are blogging right now. And if they are blogging, they're not going to give up their existing tool, because it's a different purpose. We're seeing a lot of people, especially on something like Typepad, where they're blogging professionally, they're using it to generate revenues and to actually represent themselves online. You know, they're not going to turn it away. They're going to use this to talk to the people who are not part of that other world.
All right. Well, Mina, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Thank you.
Mina Trott is the founder and president of Six Apart in San Francisco.